D. James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
One of the most powerful groups in America today is working to silence Bible-believing Christians. While this group has flown largely under the radar, we are about to expose them on today's Truths That Transform. Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. You may not know it, but there is a powerful, well-funded organization in America today that is working overtime to silence Christians and exclude them from the public square. That group is the Southern Poverty Law Center. And on today's program, you will discover how they've used false and misleading tactics to pursue a leftist agenda and to marginalize Christians. What is that tactic? They have designated Bible-believing organizations who support traditional marriage as hate groups, including D. James Kennedy Ministries. In one case, their false designation even led to violence. We will shed light on their twisted agenda, and we will invite you to help us expose them. As we begin, our own John Rabe recently talked with attorney Brad Dacus, who is president of the Pacific Justice Institute. He has been a stalwart defender of religious liberty and the sanctity of human life in the courts. And like us, he has been falsely placed on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate map.
The Southern Poverty Law Center has designated your organization, my organization, and several other well-known ones, including the Family Research Council, Liberty Council, and a number of other groups, to be hate groups right alongside the Nation of Islam, right alongside the Ku Klux Klan. Are you part of a hate group?
Yeah, no, we're not at all, not hardly. And yet, this is really sad. When we see a nonprofit organization choosing instead of, they're far leftist, very far leftist organization, and that's who they are, and they have a free speech right to be that and to advocate. But it's a sad day when we see that kind of an organization choosing, instead of to engage in dialogue and debate and public discourse, attempting to isolate and silence the opposition from being able to have an equal opportunity to express their views and have those views heard. Their attempt is to isolate and vilify and to silence through their vilification. It's a very immoral tactic. It's an unprincipled tactic. And it's something that I hope our society will learn from, that this is a very dangerous role for anyone to play who has any appreciation at all for the fundamentals of our Constitution and our First Amendment rights.
And the Southern Poverty Law Center, in many ways, is living off of past capital. There's right. No question that in the 1950s and the 1960s, the Southern Poverty Law Center did some excellent work in identifying true hate groups and in helping the civil rights struggle move forward. But the Southern Poverty Law Center of 2017 is not the Southern Poverty Law Center of the 1950s and 60s, is it?
They're totally not, and people need to realize that. The name may be the same, but they have clearly changed to being an organization that is not for civil rights, but they're an organization that's committed to vilifying and silencing, isolating, and trouncing upon the opportunity for other organizations to have different opinions and for anyone to have a different perspective than they do and still have the same opportunity to have that opinion heard. That is a serious attack on everyone's free speech, freedoms, and liberties. No organization should be able to have that kind of power and that kind of influence. And we're hoping that that society will learn from the mistake that they're making to realize that indirectly, it's actually an attack on everyone.
And there's a danger here as well, because law enforcement agencies for a long time have relied on the Southern Poverty Law Center to help them identify hate groups. Now suddenly they're identifying groups that hold nothing more than traditional Christian beliefs that have been consistent throughout 2,000 years of Christianity. They're designating groups that hold traditional Christian beliefs as hate groups, and sometimes you have law enforcement listening to their recommendations. That becomes dangerous.
Yeah, it's very dangerous whenever we have any organization that's referenced at all by any part of government for law enforcement, where the organization effectively tries to isolate a whole groups of people because of their faith, specifically isolate people who believe in biblical teachings, believe in the Bible, as somehow they're being a hate group or equivalent to the KKK. That's what they're attempting to do. And if they get away with it, every church in America that teaches from Scripture and believes in the teachings of Scripture will be categorized on the same level as the KKK. And that would open the door for tremendous tyranny and tremendous persecution like we've never seen before in our nation's history. We must be concerned. We must be vigilant.
Along with D. James Kennedy Ministries, Brad Dacus and the Pacific Justice Institute, as well as the Family Research Council and a number of other conservative Christian groups, have been given the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate group tag. The charge is false and it's slanderous. But the SPLC has made enormous profits by demonizing Christians. Decades ago, they did good work combating actual hate groups like the KKK and combating racial discrimination. But not all discrimination is racial, and discriminating between good and bad ideas is not wrong. It's only wrong to those whose moral compass has been broken. As Dr. Kennedy explains in this portion of his message, Discerning Good and Evil.
Discrimination. Well, what shall we say about discrimination? Let me ask a question. Is discrimination bad or good? Let's see, how many would say discrimination is bad? May I see your hands? How many of you would say discrimination is good? Well, that's very interesting. I think it's about 50-50 or thereabouts. Well, today, in the modern understanding of the word, things are changing. Now, the fact of the matter is, discrimination may be either, so you're all right. Discrimination simply means to distinguish between several things, especially to distinguish between things that are similar. In fact, the matter is, in a definition of acumen, which means mental clarity and intelligence, that acumen is to be able to nicely discriminate between several things. In fact, I remember years ago reading that one of the sure signs of high IQ was that a person with a very high IQ could discriminate between two similar things that people with a lower IQ could not discriminate between. Did you ever hear of a person having a discriminating palate? If you want to be the food critic for a newspaper, you better have one, or you're not going to have a job. If you want to be a wine tester, you better have a discriminating palate. If you buy a can of mushroom soup, you will devoutly hope that whoever picked those mushrooms had at least the discriminating ability to tell the difference between mushrooms and toadstools. But you see, though racial discrimination has long been understood to be wrong, there are few people, I suppose, in this country today that would try to maintain that that is good. And we have seen gender discrimination outlawed and condemned, even age discrimination. But you see, they again have taken a word and they have smeared it into areas in which it never was intended. The truth is, the only people they really want to discriminate against and rule out are Christians. That's the people they want to get rid of. You. They will tolerate anything but those who have beliefs in dogma and absolutism. Who said that? The United Nations Declaration on Tolerance. They tolerate anything. But you see, Christianity is an absolute religion. God is the ultimate absolute. His word is absolute truth. His Son is the absolute divine Savior. So Christianity is an absolute religion. And its dogma, or teachings, as the word means, are absolutely true. So who is it that the United Nations is turning their guns on when they say that they will not allow for dogmatism or absolutism? And that is intolerable to the UN. Dear friends, if you don't know it, those guns are pointed right at you. Discrimination is bad in the cases that we mentioned, such as racial, gender discrimination, but now they want to move it to everything, to good and evil. Solomon prayed to God, and he asked God to grant to him an understanding heart that he may discern between good and bad. Now, the word discriminate comes from a root, discernere. That is from the root, cernare, which means to discern. Therefore, the word discern is the word from which discriminate comes, and they both mean virtually exactly the same thing. So Solomon is praying that God would give him an understanding heart and the ability to discriminate between good and evil. Now, if he had prayed that prayer today, the ACLU would be all over him if he had done it publicly. And therefore, this cannot be allowed. Furthermore, since God said that he was very pleased with what Solomon had prayed, and he answered his prayer so that Solomon is known 3,000 years later as the wisest man that ever lived, as he gave him the answer to his prayer, God is guilty, according to the neo-postmodernists of our time and their views on zero tolerance for any kind of discrimination. But God, we too need to pray that God would give us an understanding heart and the ability to discern between good and bad, between good and evil. Discrimination. Discrimination is the difference between a garden and a jungle. Just plain and simple. Discrimination is the difference between music and noise. The difference between barbarism and civilization is discrimination. It is vital that we are able to discern between the bad and the good. But you notice it is the bad and the good, not the black and the white, the old and the young, the male or the female. It is the good and the evil. And the ability to discern between the two and to choose the good is what makes civilization. And when that ability is lost or pounded into the mud, as it's being done daily in our schools, eventually the society will degenerate back into the jungle. And that's what's going on in our country today.
As Dr. Kennedy shared today, one who cannot discriminate between good and evil ultimately helps undo civilization. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which decades ago fought the good fight against racial hate groups like the KKK, has just such a problem. They put together a so-called hate map featuring Bible-believing Christian ministries right alongside groups like the Aryan Nations or the Nazi Party. In reality, the SPLC makes tons of money by hyping false charges against traditional Christians, and in one case, they instigated a terrorist attack by a radical homosexual activist with their falsehood. We are putting together a much-needed special program, an exposé, on the Southern Poverty Law Center to air nationally in just a few weeks. Here now is a preview of that important program.
The Southern Poverty Law Center is a left-wing fundraising machine, basically.
Peter Sprigg is a senior fellow with the Family Research Council based in Washington, D.C.
At one time, they developed a reputation for sort of serious analysis of racial hate groups like neo-Nazis and the Ku Klux Klan and so forth.
The Southern Poverty Law Center is continuing to operate off of a reputation of the past in which they were focused on racist organizations.
Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council.
The name of the Southern Poverty Law Center is a little deceptive because the only thing impoverished about the Southern Poverty Law Center are their ethics. What they do is they simply go after and try to marginalize Christian organizations that speak about biblical morality. And they do nothing to help those who are poor in the South. They have become really a tack dog for the gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender movement.
This is an organization that has a massive endowment of, I think, $300 million. Much of it is kept offshore in offshore accounts in the Cayman Islands and so forth. And yet they exploit people, small donors and so forth, asking for money that they don't need in order to do things that are disingenuous, that are not actually helping homosexuals, but simply attacking people who they happen to disagree with ideologically.
Such opposition arose in a very real threat in the summer of 2012. Jerry Boykin, Executive Vice President of the Family Research Council.
August 15, 2012, Floyd Lee Corkins walked into the lobby of the Family Research Council.
Leo Johnson, who was our building manager, was manning the front desk at that time and asked for some identification. This man, Mr. Corkins, reached into his backpack and instead of pulling out identification, he pulled out a gun, which he aimed at Leo, and fired. Leo was wounded in the arm.
Leo wrestled him to the ground with one good arm, took his pistol away from him, and started to shoot him. And then Leo told us later that God told him not to shoot Floyd Lee Corkins.
The FBI agent told me that his courageous, bold response saved many lives that day.
The would-be shooter had a backpack with 100 rounds of ammunition and 15 Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
So he had intended to kill as many people as he could and then smear Chick-fil-A sandwiches in their faces that day on August the 15th.
So this was 2 weeks after the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day that some people may recall, when there was such a turnout across the country of support for Chick-fil-A because of their support for marriage.
What he objected to was our stand on traditional marriage. We had said that marriage is the institution between a man and a woman, and he was a volunteer for a local LGBT organization.
How did we respond to a man who came in to terrorize our building, who has since pleaded guilty to terrorism? Well, we've prayed for him. We've prayed that he might come to an understanding of the truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Floyd Corkins was convicted of an act of domestic terrorism. This is the first terrorism conviction in the District of Columbia since the law was enacted after 9/11. When he was interrogated by the FBI, they asked him, how did you pick your target?
Now, how did you, this building, this organization, how did you find it early? Did you like look it up online, or how did you know about it?
It was a Southern Poverty Law lists, anti-gay groups, and I found them online.
Southern Poverty Law Center is reckless in labeling groups as hate groups or labeling individuals as hate mongers, and they do both. They have no authority to do so.
The Southern Poverty Law Center needs to realize that they have blood on their hands. And it's not that they can't criticize us. We can take criticism. But the hate label is a slander, and it is an irresponsible slander, which in our case led directly to violence.
At the time of the shooting, several dozen homosexual groups denounced the violence, but there was never an apology from the Southern Poverty Law Center.
I can assure you, if someone who had once attended a Sunday school class had gone into a gay and lesbian organization and attempted to do what Mr. Corkins attempted to do in our building, we would still be hearing about it.
Meanwhile, Family Research Council's name is still listed on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate map. So also is that of D. James Kennedy Ministries, because we proclaim what the Bible says about marriage and sexuality. Supposedly, we're also a hate group, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center.
They're a very dangerous organization. Not only dangerous from the standpoint that they inspired a gunman to come into our building, but dangerous because they are ready and willing and working to dispose of our First Amendment, and that is dangerous.
The plain fact is the Southern Poverty Law Center is a dangerous organization, and they are dangerous to you as a Bible-believing Christian. They seek to categorize anyone who supports a biblical definition of marriage or rejects the current transgender fads as a purveyor of hate. And they are listened to by law enforcement agencies and other organizations who aren't aware of their far-left agenda. That's why we want you and everyone else to have the facts, and we need your help to get them out there. Here's my very dear friend, Jennifer Kennedy Cassidy, to tell us more. Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you, Frank. We are currently in production on a hard-hitting special TV documentary called Prophets of Hate, the Southern Poverty Law Center, to air in a few weeks on the weekend of July 19th. You've just seen a preview of that program, and we need your help to finish producing it and to air it nationwide. We can't stand by and let Christians be marginalized, criminalized, and even attacked because of the corrupt Southern Poverty Law Center. Please contact us right away with a generous donation to help us produce and air this program, as well as continuing the ongoing work of this ministry. As our thanks, we'll send you a DVD copy of this vital program, The Prophets of Hate, the Southern Poverty Law Center, as soon as it's completed next month, including added material not seen on the broadcast. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. In less than 2 weeks, at midnight on June 30th, we will be ending our fiscal year. It's absolutely essential that we finish our financial year in the black and that we be able to produce and air powerful programs like Prophets of Hate, in which we stand for the truth and defend your freedom. So please, make a generous donation right now without delay. It's outrageous that this ministry, alongside the Family Research Council, the American Family Association, and others, can be slandered as hate groups alongside the KKK and Nazis, and yet law enforcement agencies, universities, and others take their word as gospel. Don't let them criminalize biblical Christian beliefs. The truth must get out, and we need you to help us get it out there. We'll thank you for your donation by sending you a DVD copy of our upcoming special documentary, Prophets of Hate, the Southern Poverty Law Center, as soon as it's completed next month. Please let us hear from you right away so that we can keep moving forward on this and other vital projects. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org.
For decades now, secular leftists have worked diligently to remove religion from the public square. But what we see happening now is even more insidious. They are working to outlaw Christian belief altogether. For years, we've been sounding the alarm on so-called hate crimes laws, which not only punish behavior, but also have morphed into a kind of thought police, seeking to punish people based on their beliefs. The transparent agenda in the so-called hate crime movement has always been to demonize ideas, particularly traditional Christian morality. And now we see the dangerous implications of this coming to fruition. On college campuses, conservative speakers are disinvited, canceled, protested, or even physically attacked because of their beliefs, and that those beliefs are deemed hateful. And organizations like the Southern Poverty Law Center seek to further a radical leftist agenda of transgenderism and the redefinition of marriage by branding traditional Christian views as hate speech. Make no mistake about it, the goal here is to erase opposition to things like same-sex marriage or men who are exploring new gender roles, showering with your daughter in gym class. This is done by marginalizing and even criminalizing such views. In fact, the Southern Poverty Law Center provides its map of hate groups, which features mainstream Christian ministries to law enforcement agencies. And as a result, biblical views on marriage and sexuality, your views and my views, become suspect. Rest assured, if we go silent under such intimidation tactics, the secularists will win and win decisively. Instead, we must do what we've been instructed to do by Christ Himself, as peacefully and boldly as ever. We must go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that He has commanded us. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. I'm Frank Wright. Thanks for joining us for Truths That Transform. We'll see you next time.
Next week on Truths That Transform.
Part of the problem that we have with the Southern Poverty Law Center, in particular, is they've defined hate as something other than being what God's Word says it is.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.